The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, the parents of Grace Lynch have appeared before the Oireachtas Justice Committee this afternoon, speaking on the issue of the use of scrambler bikes and public safety. Our chief reporter, Barry White, joins us now. Barry, you were following the committee. Tell us what happened.
Hi, Shane. Good evening. Yeah, well, Siobhan and Martin Lynch, the parents of 16-year-old Grace Lynch, who was killed by a scrambler in Finglas just 6 months ago. The Garda Commissioner, Justin Kelly, as well as representatives from the Road Safety Authority, the Irish Motorcycle Association and the Irish Road Victims Association have appeared before the Oireachtas Committee for Justice this afternoon. And that has just ended in the last few minutes. So it lasted around 2 hours and 20 minutes. Now, during this afternoon's committee, it was revealed that four people have died and 59 people have been seriously injured in scrambler-related incidents since 2021. Now, as we know, Grace Lynch's tragic death prompted the government to introduce Grace's Law, banning the use of scramblers and quad bikes in public places. However, as we know on The Hard Shoulder, as we've reported regularly, Shane, the new law has not made much of a difference, and these scrambler bikes are being seen and been reportedly seen in many parts of the country, especially in the north inner city in Dublin.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. I saw one today, went past me in Phibsborough, mm-hmm. two lads on a scrambler bikes, one of them wearing a balaclava.
And that seems to be a regular occurrence, Shane, doesn't it? Balaclavas. I know Daniel Ennis raised this on his social media. He's seen, I think it was six scramblers in the north inner city over the weekend. He says most of them were wearing balaclavas, and that seems to be a regular occurrence. And speaking during this afternoon's committee, Siobhan Lynch made this appeal to the parents of children who ride these scramblers.
You're setting your child up on a suicide mission. You've just basically given your child a weapon and told them, we might see it today, you might see it tomorrow. They're dangerous. If you wouldn't hand your child a gun, if you wouldn't hand your child something that you know could kill them, why would you hand them that? You've seen my child die. You've seen people out there with severe injuries from them. I've been publicly saying it now since Grace has died, about how many fatalities there is every single day by this. I've had people contact me numerous times in relation to near misses with this, that they've rang the Gardaí, they do nothing about it. Reason being is because they can't be pursued. But you know you're letting your child out on them. They're 10, they're 11, I just see them, two of them on a bike. You know, you've no chance. You've literally no chance. I've got parents telling me, oh, my child's responsible. Silly remark to say your child is responsible when you're setting them out on these things that can go 60, 70 miles an hour, probably more. No helmet, no protection, no nothing. They're not using them to go back and forwards to schools. We know that. So if I was to give a message to a parent out there, it'd be, stop. Otherwise, you're the one that's going to be in the graveyard visiting your child.
Okay, powerful words there from Siobhan Lynch. Barry, the issue of scramblers being too readily available to buy was also raised this afternoon.
Yeah, it was, Shane. And Grace Lynch's father, Martin, has been regularly raising this since his daughter's tragic death. And I just took a look online before he came on air. Dozens of these scramblers and off-road bikes are available to buy in numerous buy and sell websites. I'll just open the page here, Shane, in front of me. The prices range from between €2,000 and €10,000. And these things can go speeds of up to 60, 70, 80, you know, even faster, 100 kilometers per hour. I have one up here in front of me. A 250cc off-road motorbike for sale in Clonmel, Tipperary, can be delivered anywhere in the country, $2,500, it says. 250cc, Shane. Like, I think that's up to about 100 miles per hour, isn't it? And then if a young person can get their hands on this, you can see why the likes of Grace Lynch's parents are so angry about this. And during today's committee, Martin Lynch said this, anybody can buy them, there is no checks, and they can be delivered to your door. Here's what he had to say.
You can go onto any advertising platform, all the big ones. You can put it into Google, put in e-scrambler, they'll all pop up and they'll be delivered to your door, and there's no regulation. They don't care who they sell to. Even though the age limits are in for 16 to ride an e-scooter, just walk down the road, you'll see 10, 11-year-olds, two of them swinging down with scooters. Electric scrambles will whiz by you. In the middle of Dublin Moon, you'll see them. You know the streets, near the five lamps. They go up and down on actual motorbikes as well, and they're not stopped. And they're it's happening in Finglas, Cabra, all the usual spots in Dublin, and they're just running amok, and no one's doing anything about it. And even if they're confiscated, they'll just replace them, because they're so easy to get. That's the problem.
Yeah, Siobhan and Martin Lynch, I should say, are going to be joining Claire Byrne tomorrow on her show, so do tune in for that. Barry, Siobhan and Martin called for Gardaí to be supplied with up-to-date equipment and vehicles, and also, and I think this is probably key, to be given pursuit training.
Yeah, they did, Shane. They said that Gardaí haven't got the vehicles to tackle scramblers. Well, they also said that police in the UK are very quick to react to scramblers. They said over there they've armed support, they've plainclothes officers, they've training to intercept vehicles. But here in Ireland, the Gardaí can't do that. If they do, they'll get punished if something goes wrong, and they are not trained in pursuit training. And the Gardaí Commissioner, Justin Kelly, was asked this this afternoon. He was asked when would members of the force be trained in pursuit training. Here's what he had to say.
You're absolutely correct. There is very limited pursuit training. So the only training that we have really in that area historically has been for some very specialist units that have training in that. So the vast majority of guards who are driving don't have that pursuit training. Now, we have different levels of training. So obviously guards are trained how to drive safely, how to use blue lights and sirens. But pursuit training is not something we've traditionally done. This has been raised with me since I got the job as Garda Commissioner last September, and I've committed that we are going to do that. I spoke at the GRA conference a few months ago, and I was asked this, and I have committed that we are going to do this. Okay. So we have started work already around looking how we're going to do it, look at other police forces, how they do it. Now, I do have to say that we have to be realistic about this. So, and again, I've said this publicly, at the moment we have EU presidency on until the end of the year. So the reality of us starting an organisation-wide, very substantive training for all our drivers is not realistic till the new year.
Yeah, just got a text in on this. Two just passed me this very minute in Cabra. Two lads in each in balaclavas on, overtaking on the inside of cars at speed. This is an issue that isn't going away. Actually, Barry, just before you go, I suppose the other really interesting development in the Oireachtas today on this was the Taoiseach's personal preference, as stated by him. He said he's leaning towards a full ban on e-scooters.
Yeah, during leaders' questions, the Taoiseach said he is leaning towards imposing a complete ban on e-scooters. Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou McDonald asked Micheál Martin what the government would do to address the scourge of e-scooters and scrambler motorbikes. She said people are sick to the teeth of gangs of people on scramblers and e-scooters in Dublin City. And the Taoiseach said that scramblers are already banned on public roads. And he said that he himself is leaning towards banning e-scooters off public roads as well. And it was actually said during the Oireachtas committee today, Justin Kelly, the Garda Commissioner, said this, Shane, that e-scooters are actually banned in the UK now. You're only allowed to legally use them when you rent them off, you know, companies like Bolt, etc. So he seemed to be leaning towards saying that he wants to see a similar ban introduced here as well.
Yeah, interesting development. Barry White, our chief reporter, thank you indeed for bringing us that report on the Oireachtas Justice Committee this afternoon.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.